providing that email address as well as that common password. I go ahead and attempt to switch the number on the account, but since the location was unusual, we're going to place that on an automatic hold.
Well, thank you, David.
What we're going to go ahead and do today is basically set you up with a temporary password for the next 48 hours while specialists fully go over everything. And that's going to be sent to the number ending in 4155. Do you currently have access to that number?
I do.
Okay, perfect. So just let me know once you do receive that.
Okay. Well, I got it.
You got it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. It's going to be active here the next 1 to 2 minutes. What I'm going to go ahead and do as well is update the API key on the account just to ensure even more safety.
Good. Thank you.
And while I do that, may I ask, how's your day today?
Very well. You?
It's going good. It's a nice day. All right, let me go ahead and process this here for you. So for 48 hours, you're going to go ahead and use the password that was sent to you. And after those 48 hours are up, you'll also receive an email kind of going over the attempt, as well as informing you that you are able to change your password.
Oh, okay.
And this is going to be sent over to junseth@gmail.com.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. So if you could, go ahead and navigate over to your phone, and you should receive the notification for account security. Did you get that?
I did.
You did it?
I did.
Oh, you did? Okay, perfect. Go ahead and tap on that, and it should say account recovery, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. You're going to want to do yes and 53, and just let me know once that's done.
Oh. I have one quick question, Caleb.
Oh, my name's Daniel.
Daniel, I'm sorry. What's your last name?
Fowler.
Fowler. Daniel. Does your mother know that you scam people for a living?
I don't know.
We calling don't them, trying to change their passwords. You know, you don't work for Google. Google doesn't have my info.
If you'd like, I can go ahead and shoot you over an email, kind of confirming.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Send me an email, Daniel, please.
Sure. It'll be directly from a Google domain as well.
So oh, wow. Uh-huh. You're going to spoof it, huh?
There's no way to spoof at Google.com.
You can't spoof a header?
Due to Google owning it.
Daniel, you're an evil person. Yep. Your mom is disappointed.
I made 100 grand yesterday.
You made 100 grand, huh?
Yeah, it was pretty nice.
From old people or from whom?
No, he was like 40.
One guy who's 40. Are you a fag?
I'm not a fag.
No?
Actually, I just got my dick sucked before this call.
By a guy?
Today I'm thinking I want to make around like 60K today.
Daniel, where you live? You live in America?
Of course.
Yeah? Out in California?
Yep.
Nah, you know it. Yeah? Where in California? San Francisco?
Yep.
You just saying yes to shit?
What's up?
You just saying yes to shit?
No, not actually. You're actually guessing.
How do I get this job? I want this job.
It's honestly not that bad. You just, it's like social engineering, you know? You just kind of just call and, you know. So, like, for example, like, you have money in crypto, right?
I would never answer that.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, I already know that you do.
Okay.
So that's the nice part about it. Like, it's kind of like, you know who has money in crypto, right? You ring them up, and once you hack their Gmail, you can literally just log into, because you think they're Google Authenticators and stuff. You can log into Coinbase, Kraken, Gemini, all exchanges, and just send it out. It's fantastic.
Yeah, but did you hire yourself then, or are you working for like a company? Do you like apply for this?
No. Solo, obviously. There's no like company for hacking.
I mean, it's a crazy job, dude. You guys call me 400 times a day.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll tell my friend to stop rerunning the same list. My bad. I'll like remove you from it.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do you do it?
Honestly, dude, I mean like who doesn't want to drive around McLarens and shit? Like I literally just got a McLaren. Like it's at a young, I'm not gonna say my exact age, but I'm young. You know what I mean? Like it's crazy.
Are you really making $100,000 a day?
No, not $100,000 a day.
How much do you actually make?
Okay, I made 10K yesterday. Day before that, I made 105, which was very nice. So, like, like, I'm consistently, I think, 10K a day, like, consistently.
That's fucking, so you're making $300,000 a month.
But not including, like, let's say I get a big hit. Well, one day, obviously, that adds on. So, like, some days will be, like, 40, 50K.
But when you say make, you mean, like, you're taking that much out of someone's account and putting it into yours.
But it's all crypto, though. It's all crypto.
What's the Bitcoin, Ethereum, majority? What's,
Depends on the type of, for example, we just hit something the other day. It was, like, 900K. I only got, like, 100K from it because so many of my friends had to help me.
900K?
Yeah. It's kind of ridiculous how, like, people just give up their seed phrases and just, like, I don't know. Like how are you that into crypto, right? You know how, like, everything works. You obviously invest massive amounts of money into it, and they still give up codes, seed phrases, all that. Like what?
How in the fuck, man?
And you'd be surprised, man. There's, like, infinite of these people. Just stupid people. Like, infinite.
Okay. How do you cash out? Because that seems like the hardest part. Yeah.
No. It's not hard at all. Oh, you mean to, like, get it to actual money?
Yeah. How do you buy a McLaren with your crypto?
Oh. Well, first off, a lot of, like, people that I know in, like, real life, they'll literally accept crypto for cars. So a lot of the stuff I can simply just buy in crypto, but
are you mixing?
I also have people that I can, like, send them crypto, and they'll just, like, give me cash or sell me or whatever.
Are you not mixing?
Am I not? What do you mean, like, cleaning it?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course I'm cleaning it. You swap over to XMR first. You hold that XMR in a new wallet for, like, 2 days, like a fresh wallet on a different device.
And so you get the inputs.
Whatever coin after that.
So your outputs are different than your inputs.
Yeah. So, it's sick. But I am curious because this is, like, new data. So I'm kind of curious. I'm not going to, like, I obviously can't do anything now because this is all social engineering attacks. But, like, I'm curious. How much do you have so I can tell my friend to see how good this data is?
I won't say.
No, like, we can't hack you anymore.
His data is you can't hack me because it's social engineering, but
correct.
Your friend's data is good.
It is.
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful dude. We got into a 1.2 mil Swan BTC the other day. It's currently on a 3-day wait, so we're waiting for that to unlock, and then we'll get a nice little. My friend called up on some old guy. In his CV, this was his first call of the day. He called up. The guy had 555K in his Coinbase, right?
Mm-hmm.
He said that he was going to get him to vault Bitcoin, like to place it in CV vault. And he literally texted him the address. And said, yeah, this is Coinbase Vault. And the guy sent over 555K by himself. Like, what? Why would you do that? That's ridiculous.
Holy shit.
My friend got paid 500K yesterday.
So if you get it, you get it. Like, if you're the one that gets the withdrawal, you get it.
Well, no. Like, I'm doing my friend's data, so it's like 50-50. So whatever I'll get him 50%.
Nice. So, yeah, okay, so you're, but, I get it. So your friend is giving you guys the list. He gives you the program. He does the calls. And then if you guys get it, he gets 50%. You get 50%.
Yeah, but it's kind of, like, annoying, though, like, sitting here and calling and calling. But it's fun once you start getting, like, on the street. Like, for example, like, yesterday I hit, like, 4 Gmails, like, in a row.
How many calls?
Like, you get, like, a little ego boost because you're just smacking them back to back to back.
How many calls a day?
It's a good question. I don't know. I like to start, like, I wake up, I go drop off my girlfriend's stuff at home, and then I like to start and just pretty much call till, like, 7 or 8 p.m., and then I stop. Like, 8 to 9, actually, EST, because that's kind of when a lot of people are off work around, like, 6, so it's nice around, like, that time.
So you're in California, so you're starting at, like, 6 a.m.?
No, I'm starting at, like, 12.
Oh, like 3 hours ahead. No,
yeah,
it's like
starting like 12.
Looks like San Francisco is behind. So you're starting at noonish in California?
Yeah.
So you're starting calling people here at 3. That's about when I start getting the calls. So that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
But like, it's honestly like, I don't know. It's not that hard. It's like, we don't think of it like it's real life. You know, it's almost like a video game.
Yeah, bro. You know what, though? What are you, 23, 24?
No, I'm way younger. Way younger.
Dude, this is going to land you in prison. So hard.
But that's the thing, though. Like, first of all, the punishment for this type of thing, since it's a social engineering attack, the victim is willingly giving up everything. You know what I mean? He's the one giving you the codes. He's the one doing everything. The sentences are very relaxed for this type of stuff. It's going to be like 2 years or less.
But you're going to lose all the crypto. You're going to lose your car. You're going to lose your house. You're going to lose everything.
I have everything hidden. I have multiple treasures, multiple ledgers. I have ledgers buried with like a few hundred K in them. Like, it's like, no matter what, like my friend, he went to jail for 3 years. He did a sim swap for like 1.4 mil. So he went to jail and they only confiscated 300K of it. So he still is a millionaire and he's out right now and he's a millionaire. He did this a few years back.
Interesting.
Yeah, I have friends with like genuinely $10 to $40 million.
So you got, like, you guys don't,
like,
you don't,
they're like 16 year olds.
You don't care if you go to jail. Cause you come out.
I don't care. It's that, it doesn't happen. Like, no one gets arrested.
But I mean, like, let's say you get arrested. You don't care because you come out a few years later. You have stuff hidden. That's crazy.
I mean, yeah, but to be honest, we do everything correctly to not get arrested. Like, it's almost like there's no consequences.
It's nuts.
So you clean the money, it's gone, and then you don't like buy anything with it directly.
We bought a McLaren.
Cash out through any exchange. So it's kind of, it's like hard to like even like track us at all. Like on my phone wallet right now, here, let me put it up. I have on my phone Exodus, I have 107K in Bitcoin, 1.7 coins.
Fuck.
So it's like, it's fun.
And the McLaren dealer takes Bitcoin?
No, obviously it's from private sellers. Like, I have, like, rich people that I know that...
Oh, I see. Like, interesting.
Yeah. I just give them money and they'll literally privately sell me the car.
That's crazy, man. So you... Okay. Well, that makes sense. So you have other stuff on the side then that you must do.
That's, of course. That's, yeah, fucking crazy. Front for everything. Yeah. I do, like, legal stuff as well. Like, I have, like, small legal side hustles, like businesses and shit that I can like funnel through, you know, and like make everything just seem like I'm like, if you were to see me in real life, I look like a regular child, just a regular normal kid, like going to school, you know what I mean, like with my backpack and shit. Like, you would never expect that this kid is stealing millions of dollars online. You
fucking live with your parents? You can't, because you're a McLaren. No way.
Next year, I'm thinking about getting a penthouse, so I'm excited for that. But when that's when school starts back up, because now it's summer. So this summer, my goal is 1 to 2 mil. That's my goal this summer.
How many of your friends do this?
We have our small group where, like, all, like, I'm not personally a millionaire. I have, like, high six figures. But I have friends, yeah. Like, most of my friends have, like, around, like, 10 or something. They're, like, all, like, millionaires. And we all just do fun shit. Like for example, like 2 weeks ago, we went to a club in LA, dropped like 130K on bottles. just like stupid shit.
Wow.
And then got like signs and shit. It was fun.
My friend, that is, okay. This is interesting to me. I'm older. So your generation has a contingent of people that are literally, I imagine your friend is a programmer. Y'all are getting lists. I don't know where you get them, probably from the dark web. And you're making calls, running your own script and social engineering to get people to give you their shit.
Yeah. I have like a developer. We just pay him, I think, like a grand, and he sets up the bot for us, and it just like auto calls for actives, like for active people. Because cold calling is so annoying. You have to sit there, no one picks up. It's like you sit there for hours, you're not getting any pickups. It's like insane. And then, but with this active, it's so much better. Because when they press one, you kind of know that they're a retard. So you just call them up and they fall for it.
Oh, you're qualifying. Yeah, this is, I will say, this is the cleverest one I've ever received. These calls asking for me to tell you whether I'm hacked or not.
Dude, we are the best of the best. There's a lot of people that do what we do, but they don't do it to the extent that we do it.
You know, your qualified leads. Okay, so like, let's say you call, you get 10 people to hit one. How many of them give you money?
Majority.
Fuck.
Majority, definitely. Because sometimes, because a lot of the times, right, we'll let that hack a Gmail. Sometimes they just don't have their Google Authenticator synced, so we can't log into any exchanges. So I'll go through their Google Photos, look for seeds. Like, for example, yesterday, I hacked a Gmail, and I went through his Google Photos. I found his ledger seed. I just simply sent out. It was like 30K in XRP. And then I split that with my friend.
You got to hold that because that's hard. It's hard to get rid of XRP off exchange. I guess you give them to Gold Bugs.
Yeah, I mean, it was taken directly out of his ledger, so.
So you just have a ledger there that you're using to load up if you find a seed phrase.
You don't even need a ledger to load up a seed phrase.
I suppose like that's true. You're using Sparrow?
You know what Trust Wallet is?
Yeah.
You know what Trust Wallet is?
Oh, yeah.
Trust Wallet, Exodus, all those things you can just recover a seed phrase with. So I'll just paste it in there, click recover, bam, all the crypto just pops up, just send out.
Interesting. So but when are...
Like, it's really fun, honestly. It's like the best job. I agree, though, it is fucked up. You're kind of like...
It's super fucked up, man.
Unsuspecting people into taking their money. But like, I don't know. Like, if you're like... If you can give up your seed phrase to someone over the phone like that, you don't deserve it. Like, come on, bro. Like, what?
You come from a rich family or a poor family?
Middle.
So you're like middle class kid.
Yeah, I grew up great. I didn't have a bad childhood. I loved my childhood. I always got shit.
And yet?
Like, my first car was a Dodge Scatback that my parents bought for me.
My first car
and then
was a Plymouth Horizon then, with no heat or no and no air conditioning.
Really?
Yeah.
And then like I just like ever since I was little, like I've always wanted like Ferraris and all that nice stuff, and now I can get it, you know what I mean? Now it's like I have so much fun. It's kind of like I have no stress at all. It's like ultimate freedom. Like if I go to the store, like we went to Rodeo Drive, me and a few friends. My friend bought a $40,000 Louis Vuitton jacket for no reason, just for fun. He doesn't even wear it. We dropped like 200K at Rodeo Drive.
And when are you, so when is enough for you? When are you done?
That's okay. So I hit something very, very big a few months ago. I'm not going to say the amount, but I basically, that was going to be my out. I was going to do that. And I was done. I was going to live my life. I was just going to invest. I was going to do stocks as well as trade. Because I know how to day trade, and I enjoy it. It's really fun. And I'm a very, like, I really enjoy finance. So that was kind of my goal, just live off that money and turn into more money. But unfortunately, my cut was snaked by my partner. He stole my cut and deleted his account and disappeared forever. So, but I would say my out is 4 mil. I would say that's a valid amount.
So you have a partner in this, or you did?
You
get 4 million. So let's say you get 2 million this summer. What next? 2 million next summer, and then you're done.
Yeah. Well, honestly, if I make 2 mil this summer, then like I would hope by the end of the year that I have like 5 mil, because I'm still gonna work during school times. Stuff. I'll just do it when I get back from school.
No college?
In the future. I am gonna go.
It's so interesting, man.
Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not a dumb kid. Like, I've always had all A's my whole life. Like, I'm in all honors classes. I'm in all advanced placement classes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, either way, I think, even, like, with or without this shit, I think that I will succeed in life no matter what. This is just kind of giving me a head start. Like, I just have automatic ton of money to start off with. And then, boom, I can create my own business. I can funnel it into, yeah, trading and so on and just growing from there.
So why do you guys pick names? And why are they, like, you're the first one to call me who doesn't have a two Bible names.
Well, people pick their own names. When I call Coinbases, I'm Eddie from Coinbase Consumer Ads Protection Line.
Okay.
But when I do Googles, I'm Daniel from Google's Customer Care Line. Just because when we send out emails, because I can, like, directly send emails from Google with, like, case IDs and everything.
Yeah, using Java, you're spoofing headers.
It's not even spoofing. It's using Google Forms.
Oh, okay. You should just...
But,
it's interesting.
It's actually, like, really simple, but a lot of people just don't know how to do it. But, yeah, in that email, it's, like, I have a pre-custom template, and it says Daniel on it, so I just use that name.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have to buy the program from your friend?
Which one?
The one that gives you the yeah, the one that gives you the lists.
Oh, the one that gives me the list?
Yeah.
The list? No, because we're just 50-50ing them, just splitting 50-50. Like, we'll get a bunch of good data from, like, a lot of rich investors, blah, 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 so on, and then just run the bot to get actives and then rank them up.
Where's this fucking source of, like, leads? That's crazy. Is he not buying from the dark web?
No. Dark web doesn't have anything. That's not really... Honestly, you know, some actual, like, Chinese and Russian, like, hackers. Like genuine hackers. That, like... Because we don't know how to actually, like, hack. We just know how to social engineer and shit. And, like, sim swap.
You guys are good at it.
Yeah, thank you. But, yeah, we actually have, like, hackers that we know that we, like, purchase off. So, like, for example, for, like, a really, really good database, we'll pay, like, 100 to 200K for it. And then that'll give us, like, 800K plus. You know what I mean?
And you'll pay...
So it'll, like, pay more.
You'll pay Russians in crypto.
Yep. And they'll send us it.
Do they only accept Bitcoin?
They only accept crypto. It's not just Bitcoin, some whatever ETH.
So they'll take whatever you got.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's crazy.
But, like, I have a friend, my friend who has, like, $40 million. He's a regular kid. He posts on Instagram like a regular kid, just him outside and shit. You know what I mean? Like, you never know that this kid has, like, almost nine figures.
How long before he spends it, though? How many years is he waiting?
He's been spending it, but he's spending it smartly. He's not very public. He doesn't post anything. He doesn't like care about the attention. He just likes having fun.
Okay, so he's like clubs.
Yeah, like no one knows. Yeah.
His parents don't know.
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know if his parents know or not. If I were to have to say, I would say they probably do know. I mean, like their son is driving around like Ferraris and shit at 16. So, and he's not coming from a rich family, so. Huh.
Did your friend approach you, or did you figure it out what he was doing?
I'm not gonna lie, we all met playing Minecraft when we were like 10 years old, and we all just grew from there, like together.
And then you're playing a game and. Your squeakers.
Yeah, we're just playing a game, and then he's talking, and then we meet someone. We meet someone that like knows how to make money, like hacking and stuff. And then he starts like using us for call slaving. So he'll be like, "I'll give you this much, and all you have to do is sit here and call people and say the script and do it."
So he's like the mastermind. You guys are. He's the one that figured out the phone stuff.
And then we're making like pennies and shit. So we're doing this for some random person, and then as we do it, we get better and better, and we start realizing, okay, this is actually how you do shit. Then we, whatever, abandon him, and we just start growing on our own and getting better and better.
And the one who disappeared?
The one from before, I don't know, we don't talk to him. He was just like majority of the people that do what we do have around like 10 to 50K because they struggle getting good targets, getting good data. Because like getting good databases, like the one I'm calling you on now, that's very difficult, and no one has like this type of data. A lot of people just have garbage data, like public data, like people, because they don't have enough money to pay for the good data.
A good database is like 200K.
Yeah, so they just run like garbage databases and make like $1,000, $2,000, $3,000. You know what I mean? Like small amounts here and there. But what we go after whales, like 500K plus.
Nice.
And they're very doable. It's honestly not that difficult.
Of the people that hit one, is it mostly old people?
No.
Really?
Honestly, no. I get so many. The guy with 30K seed yesterday, he was 30. He was like 35.
Oh, poor guy.
I know. But like, how are you like, I don't know. It's because like the way, because we know how to speak to people. We know what like drives human psychology, greed and fear. You know what I mean? So either like convince the target they're going to get something good, or that something bad's going to happen if they don't comply. You know what I mean?
Look, I've talked to three of you so far. You guys are phenomenally good. I can't even tell you, like, I know what it is. So I just, you know, like to go as far as I can down the rabbit hole, but you guys are phenomenally good at that.
Yeah. Like
it's weird giving your age.
We do it like all day, every day. It's just like, great. You just make a ton of money and then we have fun at nighttime. We'll go out, we'll go do some fun shit, drive around cool cars, like renting a massive mansion, Airbnb, like, and just have fun.
You hang out together? So you actually know each other in person now?
Oh, yeah. We've all, like, been known each other since we were, like, literal children.
I just thought you met online. None of us. But you guys actually do live near each other and stuff.
Well, yeah, we all moved to, like, L.A. area. Because we started making so much fucking money, and we want to have fun, you know? And LA's a nice, I wouldn't say it's a nice area, but if you live, obviously, in a penthouse above everyone else, it's fun. Like, my friend was paying $20K a month for his penthouse. It was beautiful. It was so nice.
So you want to do that next
like,
year?
It genuinely feels like you're playing a video game. It's like Grand Theft Auto 5. Like, you just have unlimited money.
Right, I get it. It's a ratio, right? Calls you get to amount of money you get.
Mm-hmm. Like, if you decide to sit down and grind every day, all day, you'll make money, like guaranteed, if you're good at what you do.
I have a sick admiration for what you're doing, despite finding it disgusting.
No, I'm not going to lie. Like, recently, because I started this when I was younger. So, like, kind of, like, I had no morals to, like, guide me with this, you know what I mean? Like, this was just like fun and easy, so on. But like now, the more that I think about it, like last night I was thinking about it while watching a movie, like
and did I lose you?
Ransomware is?
Yeah, I know what ransomware is.
So, look, I have other friends that do ransomware, and that shit is very federal, though. Like, if you do ransomware, majority of them go to prison, because that's, like, actually, like, extorting a company to give you money. Like, they will track you down and find you. But with this, it's all consumers. It's individual people. You're hacking individuals. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's, like, not as... Like, majority of the time, it goes unreported.
Even for big amounts?
I mean, for big amounts, they report it, but what are they going to do? They're going to be like, okay, so what happened? Oh, I gave up my seed phrase to this guy who called me. And then they're just going to laugh in your face. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, that makes sense. Wow.
So
don't do crypto lockers.
What do you mean? What's a crypto locker?
the ransomware. Don't do ransomware unless you're Russian.
No.
And you're off U.S. soil, but do social engineering if you're on U.S. soil.
100%. Social engineering is great. Also, I would say don't keep money in any exchanges. Keep your money in your Trezor or Ledger, and don't give that shit out to anyone,
and hide,
no matter what they say.
Hide seed phrases in the ground.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hide your seed phrases.
Man, oh man.
But I wouldn't keep money in Coinbase, Binance, Kraken, anything. Because that's like, you can easily hack that shit.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Daniel, fake name. I guess you know my real name. It's been a weird pleasure.
Yeah, it was a fun talk.
Don't know what to tell you. You should stop doing this. It's going to get you caught.
I agree. I'm going to hit my goal, and then I'm just going to chill and build a business, probably. I'm going to probably do, like, financial consulting or something after this.
You'll be very good at getting clients.
Yeah, because I know how to speak to people. That's all I do all day, every day.
It's a lot
to
of
new people on the phone.
How are you going to explain that for your first job?
How am I going to explain?
I used to do social engineering attacks. Man.
Well, but,
you're driven.
Yeah. It takes a lot, especially when you have days, because there's days where there's, like, droughts, where, like, I call for 7 hours a day for, like, 3 days straight and make $0 because everyone just tells me to fuck off when I get on the phone.
Huh.
But I always know when there's a storm, there's always a rainbow at the end, so I just keep it pushing. I remember I was telling my girlfriend that the other day because I went, like, 3 days without making any money. I made, like, 3K. But that's, like, nothing to us, you know what I mean?
Does she know what you do?
Yeah. Which is a very big liability.
That's a liability.
But I told her when I was younger, so.
Oh, so you've been dating her a while?
Yeah.
Okay.
But, like, right after that, we hit the, whatever, it was 13 Bitcoin. The treasure seed.
Oh, that's, wow.
I wish I got paid more, though. Unfortunately, I had to give my friend a larger cut because my friend wasn't home, so I'd have someone else call him because I already hacked his Gmail. So I only got, because, like, literally five different people, we all set it up. So I called him for the Gmail. Then my friend called him for the Kraken, hacked his Kraken, took, like, $2K from his Kraken, and told him that it's just placed on a 48-hour lock, blah, blah. He's going to receive the money in 48 hours. Then my other friend called him from Swan BTC. He had $0 in his Swan, but then we tried getting his Ledger or his Trezor seed, and he was like, I'm never giving that up, blah, blah. And then we just kept pressing him to figure out how much he has in there and told him it was related to tax information. That's why he had to tell us, because he needed to send in his public key so we can do it for taxes and Kraken. And he sent his public key for Bitcoin so we could see all his transactions, how much he has. And we're like, oh, shit, he's loaded. Next day, got my other friend a call from Trezor, and we cashed out.
You called him as if you were from Trezor?
Yeah, literally called him as Trezor support. And we had, like, a fake website that obviously was identical to Trezor. And he went on there and inputted his seed on there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Shit's ridiculous.
It sounds easy, man. That sounds very, very easy.
Once you know everything you're doing, it is very easy. Once you, like, understand everything.
Fucking A. How old are you? 16?
Can't say that, but I am a minor.
Well, okay. When did you start doing this?
Like 13? So for what, and most of these kids that do what I do all come from Minecraft. I swear to God, there's so much Minecraft kids that, like, just do this shit. I don't know why. Like, my friend, I have a friend who's 13 years old. I'm not really friends with him. He's a business partner. But he's 13, and he has around 8 mil right now. His parents don't know. He has $8 million, and he spent around $400,000 on rare Minecraft names. So he has, like, Coinbase, the name Coinbase on Minecraft. He is, like, every single rare name. spent 400 grand on that shit.
And he just because, like, he did this?
What?
He did this?
Yeah. Literally, like, he was, like, smacking, like, 1 mil, 2 mil, 3 mil, and he was just stacking it up. And it's, like, it's almost like it's not real money. You know what I mean? He got it so easily. It's, like, it's not even real. He just spends it. And gets more. That's the next
Jesus.
Day. Another 300K.
Jesus. All right. All right.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to get back to calling.
Good luck.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Bye.